Good morning. Cold high pressure remains in control across interior New York and New England, and with clear skies overnight, temperatures once again dipping back into the single digits and lower teens early this morning. The sun is coming up, though, and it looks like we'll have a quick turnaround with a bit of a breeze out of the south-southeast developing. Readings will push quickly back through the teens and into the 20s, and eventually through the 30s and most places even into the lower 40s by this afternoon. A warm front is approaching from the Ohio Valley. As the milder air pushes in, it will be a cloud-generating process, first with some high thin clouds this morning, then increasing and thickening mid- and lower-level clouds as we head deeper into the afternoon. It looks like the high pressure will hold on long enough to keep the weather dry throughout the day today before clouds thicken even more tonight, and we see some rain showers pushing through during the overnight period. In some places, especially across the higher terrain in northern New York and New England, temperatures tonight will dip back below freezing, so it's not out of the question that a little bit of snow or sleet and perhaps a few pockets of freezing rain could emerge as we see some of that precipitation slide by during the nighttime hours. Most of the rest of the region, though, will see just some spotty rain showers overnight with lows in the lower to middle 30s. That southerly breeze will pick up and intensify during the day tomorrow. This will allow temperatures to climb back through the 30s and 40s and into the 50s as a storm system lifts through the Great Lakes and into the southern parts of Ontario. During this process, we'll see some rain showers push through from time to time, so a more or less wet afternoon on Tuesday as temperatures surge above normal. We'll stay on the milder side Tuesday night and even to the first part of the day on Wednesday with rain showers before the next front punches through on Wednesday afternoon and temperatures begin to slide. On Thursday, we'll be left with seasonably cool readings and a mix of sun and clouds with high pressure back in control. Highs will be around 40. An Alberta Clipper will slide our way from the Ohio Valley on Friday. Still some question as to the track of this system, but it looks like enough cold air will be in place to produce a chance of snow with highs in the 30s and another chance of snow with the system approaching by the end of the weekend. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, continued onshore flow across the Pacific Northwest will promote more rain along the coast today and snow showers inland well into the Intermountain West. These will slowly taper off throughout the afternoon and tonight, though winter storm warnings and winter weather advisories remain in effect from the Cascades into the Sierras. Meanwhile, a low pressure system continues to gain considerable strength as it moves into the northern plains. An extensive cold front associated with this low will push eastward across much of the central United States throughout the day, then across the Mississippi Valley and southern plains tonight. Ahead of the front, strong return flow is allowing more moist air to stream northward from the Gulf of Mexico. This will produce scattered showers and thunderstorms across much of the southeastern part of the country through the day. As the cold front approaches, though, the air mass will be further enhanced, resulting in stronger and more widespread showers and thunderstorms for much of the Mississippi Valley and into the evening hours portions to the east. The Storm Prediction Center has outlined this area for an increased chance of severe thunderstorms from late this afternoon into tonight. Then on the backside of the low and in the colder air, precipitation will continue to fall as a wintry mix of rain, snow, and sleet, transitioning to all snow as even colder air pushes southward from Canada and into the northern plains. Winter weather advisories are in effect for portions of the northern plains as a result, and high wind warnings from almost all of the high plains through tonight. There's even a blizzard warning out in northern North Dakota for the combination of wind and snow. Meanwhile, Tropical Cyclone Inawo is intensifying in the western Indian Ocean. It's located 400 miles northwest of La Reunion Island with maximum sustained winds of 105 miles per hour. Inawo is expected to continue to intensify, reaching peak wind gusts of 145 miles per hour today before weakening slightly tonight prior to landfall along the east coast of Madagascar in about 24 hours. At Mount Washington this morning, 120 miles visibility under mostly clear skies and 9 above zero with the wind out of the north at 31 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, light snow and 27 below zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly clear skies and 14 degrees. The dew point 2, 58% relative humidity, a northwest wind at 3 miles per hour. And the barometer at 30.56 inches and holding steady. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, sunny, lower 40s. Boston, mostly sunny, upper 30s. And in Buffalo, mostly cloudy, with highs near 50. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 30 degrees, the low, 5, the average temperature, 18, that's 13 degrees below normal. No precipitation yesterday, 41.4 inches of snow for the season, which is 7.8 inches below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 40 degrees, the average low, 22, the record high, 63, set in 1974, and 21 below the record low in 1948. Sunrise this morning was at 6:22 a.m., sunset this evening, 5:51 p.m., 11 hours and 29 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunshine giving way to increasing clouds today with highs in the upper 30s. Cloudy tonight with a few snow showers, perhaps a bit of freezing rain or sleet, with lows near 30. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunshine giving way to increasing clouds today with highs in the mid-40s. Cloudy tonight with a few rain showers, lows in the mid to upper 30s. For the Catskills, the Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, southern Adirondacks, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, mostly sunny today with increasing clouds later, highs in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Cloudy tonight with a few rain showers and lows in the mid-30s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Sunshine giving way to increasing clouds today with highs in the lower 40s. Cloudy tonight with a few rain showers, some pockets of freezing rain possible with lows in the lower to mid-30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, cloudy, breezy, milder, rain showers around, lower 50s. Mostly cloudy and breezy Wednesday, lower 50s. A mix of sun and clouds near 40 Thursday. Chance of light snow, mainly from I-90 south on Friday, lower to mid-30s. Increasing clouds Saturday in the 20s, and another chance of snow on Sunday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.